Auburn secondary might have a good problem because Andre Jordan Jr. keeps making his case and Alex Golish still doesn't know exactly who his best five defensive backs are. And that's because there are a ton of options. Let's go. This is First Call. I'm Christian Rao. Welcome on in to the Auburn Daily. And four Auburn stories to start with today, two on defense and two on offense. Let's start with Dre. If you're listening on audio, thank you so much. Nothing has changed for you. But if you're looking for us on YouTube, we are now at Auburn Daily. Go on over, search Auburn Daily on YouTube. You'll find us there. Everything exactly the same, just in a different YouTube spot. Again, audio sticking the same. All right, let's get back to it. Let's start with Dre. Andre Jordan Jr. is starting to sound like one of the safest bets in Auburn's secondary. And I don't think we've talked about him enough, actually. I think we've spent a lot of time on Gavin Jenkins, on Rayshon Pleasant, the versatility of Champ Anthony, especially after SEC Media Days. But when Alex Golish was asked about his corners after the second scrimmage this past week, the first guy he brought up was Dre. And this wasn't about one good scrimmage. Golish said that he has been steady since spring. And that's what stands out to me, steady, because we really haven't heard much from him. And it's just because he was doing his job. He was doing everything he needed to do. We've heard versions of that throughout the offseason. You know, Champ Anthony talked about Dre making plays when he was in Tampa down at SEC Media Days. We heard about him getting his hands on footballs, but Golish had one specific challenge for him: be more physical. We knew Jordan could run. You know, he said he could roll. But you're making and playing corners in the SEC, but you have to deal with those big receivers. You're going to have to tackle. And it sounds like he's doing that. We've heard a lot of great things about how he can play the boundary. Teams are eventually going to test if he's willing to play physical football. And apparently Jordan has answered that challenge. Golish said Dre has a, quote, really, really good last 2 weeks. Perfect time to end fall camp on that. He's more confident, playing faster, and he's becoming more physical. It sounds like he's becoming suddenly a different player. I'm okay with that. And he doesn't have to be, but it sounds like he is. He's taking that next step forward. He already is coming in through the portal as one of the best corners on this team, and I think he solidified that. So I'm having a difficult time believing he's not one of Auburn's starting corners, if not the starting corner, against Baylor week one in Atlanta. Golish didn't make anything official, so I'm not declaring anything official, but based on everything we're hearing, Dre is making a pretty convincing case, and he's creating another question because Auburn has more than two corners making a case right now for sure. So that's where I want to get to next. I don't think there is a cornerback competition anymore. I think it's just the best five competition because there's a lot of versatility in this room for DJ Durkin. And I think that's fun. I think it's going to be a really exciting thing to pay attention to over this next couple weeks. Obviously, Andre Jordan Jr., Rayshon Pleasant, they continue to get better. They continue to grow. Gavin Jenkins had a really good camp. Of course, Alex Golish talking about how he is an NFL caliber corner. Usually those NFL caliber corners sitting in college football don't sit on the bench. So you got to think he's going to get some playing time. That whether he starts or not is a different story. Guys like Blake Woodby have been really interesting as well. He can play nickel. He can play corner. You know, they move him all around. Of course, there's Champ Anthony who also has that as well. Golish has talked about how he creates a ton of positional flexibility for them. And that might be the key to this whole thing. Because if Champ can move around, and Woodby can move around, then Auburn doesn't necessarily have to choose its secondary based off rigid positions. Obviously, Eric Winter, Sylvester Smith, some safeties that have locked it down. It's a loaded room back there in the secondary. Find the five guys that you trust the most. That's going to be the most exciting part for this secondary. And I think it's a lot deeper than we thought entering spring and obviously entering fall as well. You know, figure out how to use those five guys you like. And Golish basically told us that's exactly what they're doing. He said, quote, we're still trying to figure out truly who the best five are. And that's the battle. And Gavin Jenkins is his name I continue to watch. And, you know, here at Auburn Daily, we continue to watch Gavin Jenkins. And it's exciting. You know, we've been talking about him throughout the offseason. Started as an intriguing addition. And then what we heard from Alex Golish obviously changed a lot of things. So, again, not saying anybody won anything because Golish hasn't made anything set in stone. And we still have a mock game week that begins this week, and then actually game week next Monday to decide who actually is on the depth chart, who's in the two deep. And, you know, guys like Champ Anthony, he might have enough flexibility to simply just choose the best players because of guys like him. All right, but the offense gave us two developments I think are just as important. Alex Golis challenged Keyshawn Singleton. Singleton keeps answering. And Bryson Washington, well, I wasn't sure that we would have seen him against Baylor. I'm starting to rethink that. That's next, right here on First Call. Alex Golish challenged Keyshawn Singleton's consistency. Singleton responded. He just kept producing. And that's the story that has become. It's really funny. We started off with Dre at the beginning of this show, and we're starting off the second half of this show with Keyshawn Singleton. They both kind of responded the same way. They both were kind of narrated the same way entering fall camp, where we didn't really hear much about them, but the expectation was that they were either wide receiver one or cornerback one entering fall camp. And that's exactly where we're sitting right now, because they just put their head down and went to work. Past the point to where you need to tell Keyshawn Singleton he's talented. We know that. The question has always been whether consistency in the process would match the talent. At least that's where Alex Golish thought that was the case. And he knows all about Keyshawn Singleton. He's had him at South Florida. And that's where it was. He wanted to make sure he was taking the smaller thing seriously. And it sounds like that's exactly what Singleton is doing. He keeps answering it. He had a strong first scrimmage. And then Auburn goes back out for scrimmage two. And Golish calls him super steady. Great quote. Super steady. I think that thing has importance. Not big words, but the context behind it, I think, is super important. That's that word again, steady. Is that the new standard? Just being steady, being consistent? I'll take it. I'll take that all day. That's more important to me than hearing Singleton has made one spectacular catch, because we've seen some flashes. Now see if you can stack days. I'm into stacking days. Monday motivation right here. Stack those days, stack those wins. But you know what? When we heard about Singleton this year, it was few and far between. It was either Nimrod, or it was Spencer, or it was Neptune, or it was Koger, or it was maybe we get Singleton every now and again. After scrimmage two, we heard Singleton and Nimrod, but what seemed like the first time both the top wide receivers were mentioned in the same breath after a scrimmage or after a practice, and I think that carries a ton of weight. Really exciting to carry all that weight as well. So let's go back to it. It's Monday, and of course, we don't aren't to say anything. We can't declare anything based on two scrimmages, but looking at this progression, overlooking entering camp, starting to make noise, getting challenged by his coach, you know, you got to think that Keyshawn Singleton is going to make a ton of noise with Byron Brown the first week against the Baylor Bears. There's a question mark surrounding Auburn fan base, and I am still trying to answer this question as well, so I'd love to hear your take. Who is your wide receiver one? Is it Singleton? Is it Nimrod? Is it a 1A, 1B? Either way, is there a bad answer? I personally don't think so. Nimrod led South Florida in receiving and was on pace to lead them in receiving until he got injured. Then Singleton stepped up. If they're both healthy, who takes the target shares? And again, is there a bad answer? I don't think so at all. I'm also starting to rethink where Bryson Washington fits. I want to end today's show on that. I need to update my Bryson Washington take, if you will, because a couple weeks ago, I wasn't convinced we'd see him at all against the Baylor Bears. I thought we'd see Jeremiah Cobb, Omar Mapson, and of course, I wanted to see Bryson Washington play Baylor in Atlanta week one. It's his former team. I'd love to see him run all over him and kind of just prove he's on the better side now. I'm looking forward to seeing that, because potentially we might be seeing that now. Because the way Golish had been talking about this room, I wasn't sure Bryson was a fit. And the way they talked about Bryson Washington, Coach Golish being the main culprit here in the spring, heading into the fall, talking about where he wasn't really prepared, his body, his mentality, wasn't ready for this new scheme of an offense. I wasn't thinking that he was going to make the cut. Talk about maybe him moving to running back three, potentially even lower. But now it's starting to change. He's starting to answer the call. Golish said Bryson the last week has shown why he's been able to do what he's done for the last couple of years. And that is certainly a change. And we all know how great Bryson Washington has been over the last few seasons in Baylor. And if he steps in just as your running back two, potentially still your running back three, we'll get to that in just a second. That's a great problem to have again, because that's depth. Bryson Washington starts at running back for Baylor this year. He potentially could be the third running back for the Auburn Tigers this year. And we're thinking about, okay, is that going to be all right? Golish said they really pushed Omar Mapson, Bryson Washington with that first group in the scrimmage. They both played well. And that's what camp's all about. Here's your opportunity. What do you do with it? Bryson apparently took advantage. And I thought Golish's comments about the long drives mattered too. The offense had drives of 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 plays. That's good. In the tempo and the heat, you kept it going. And when you have a deep running back room, which it appears Auburn has, being able to extend those drives, something that Auburn could not do last year, extend drives, Auburn offense just did not mesh. That was not a sentence that worked well last year. Being able to practice that right off the bat in your scrimmages means a ton, especially when you're playing against an Auburn defense, a defense that you probably won't play any tougher of a defense until the George game. So can you keep functioning when you're tired? It sounds like they tried that. You know, Golish said some really funny things too. He said, I'm not going to tell you that I'm proud of him yet. I'm going to keep ripping his ass. So no, I love that. I'm not going to declare Bryson Washington running back two either. And I'm not saying you passed Omar Mapson, because Omar Mapson has had a fantastic fall camp. We started fall camp with Joel Gordon and Alex Golish bringing up Omar Mapson without even being asked about him. There's a reason for that. But all I'm saying is that we might have three running backs in the mix that could make impacts behind Byron Brown. Oh yeah, he's basically a running back too in this offense this season. So a lot of stuff here. He's making himself part of the conversation. I think that truly matters as we're less than 2 weeks away from opening kickoff. So there are my four coming out of fall camp. Andre Jordan making his case. Auburn has a legitimate best five battle in the secondary. Keyshawn Singleton keeps answering Golish's challenge. And Bryson Washington is making this running back competition a lot more interesting. We're getting close to the Baylor, and obviously we're right here on Auburn Daily. Now, these are the battles that actually have to produce the answers. Thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of First Call. I'm Christian Rao. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're on the audio, head on over to the YouTube channel. Click subscribe on the brand new Auburn Daily YouTube channel and go to auburndaily.com, where we're about to drop a free newsletter every single day, absolutely free. All we need is your email address and you'll get all that content. I think we're going to start that on Wednesday, so get your email address in now. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. It's First Call.